It's time for Wisdom on Replay with Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim. Wisdom on Replay is brought to you by Levy Steel, the Candywood Wine Cellar, and Cafe 422. Here's your host, Nostra Thomas and Coach Jim.
And we are back. Welcome to Wisdom on Replay. Nostra Thomas, Coach Jim James Devine.
Thomas, thank you. Tom, that's a new one. Usually, hey, well, hold on. Before we go any further, Carl, you got your three questions today.
You don't have to have three, but at least
no.
One?
But I'll look for one while you're talking to our special guest. How's that?
Because we always remember at the end. I figured I'd hit him early.
Because it gets a little rough, so. Good to be back. It's actually like almost 60 degrees. I think the last time we were here, we were in a blizzard, so that's a good thing. Nothing to report at my house that has a problem. No plumbing.
What?
Unbelievable.
Oh, no.
No plumbing, burst pipes, okay. Septic backup. So I shouldn't even have said that.
Yeah, I'll you just jinxed to, yourself. Yeah,
forget I said that.
Okay.
Let's talk about some of the sponsors. First, Sherry Gordon. She gets back in a couple days, Downtown Boutique, so she'll be flooded with customers. Masters Bar and Grill, Perlene Asphalt, Financial Planners, Crusader Financial with Timmy May Jr., and that's just a small portion, but we'll get to the rest later. But we have a special guest in the studio. Very happy to have him. One in a million. Cam Hollibaugh is here in the studio. One of, I don't even know, is there another person that was
unless it was Paul, unless it was Paul Warfield. That's the only one I
question.
I'm
not sure.
We could sit and say the only guy.
Nick Cochran.
I forgot Nick. Oh,
did he play baseball?
Okay.
Well, there isn't one in baseball.
Yeah.
Well, statewide.
But
statewide, yeah. Because you got
Nick would have kicked my tail for that.
Nick didn't play baseball. He could have. He quit.
Yeah, he did. So, you're number one.
You're the guy.
What I wanted to do, Cam, is have you talk about, you know, how it's been. Well, Jim's going to take over that. I'm going to start young right here. I had the privilege to coach the 11, 12. How old are we?
I think we were 9 and 10.
9 and 10.
11, I was started playing travel ball.
That's right. So 9 and 10, me and his dad, Robbie, who I played baseball with and softball with, one heck of an unbelievable athlete. Me and him actually had a team, which right there starts off, I could go on and on with a comedy act here. But what's funny.
We signed a liability for
you.
Can't do that.
I'm not gonna, the hilarities, I wish I had a video camera, but. He happened to play with my son, Vince, and I remember sitting there one day as those two are rolling around the hill and not paying attention, and I'm getting mad at Vince because he wouldn't tuck his shirt in, and I went out while he was walking out in the field because he didn't want to run, and I kicked him in the back, and he said, that didn't hurt, and I actually had sunglasses on and had tears coming down my eyes because I told my dad, I think I'm going to kill him out here. I don't think he's going to make it through the season. So I'm saying that because never judge a kid by the first couple chapters. Never, ever do that because, you know, there's kids that come out of the box. You know, they're bigger than other kids. They develop early, and then they fade. And then you have kids, you know, Vince ended up player of the year in basketball. Who would have thought that in the early days? I mean, so, you know, I'm so happy to have you on the show, and I want you to just kind of talk about, you know, how it's been going and where you've been. And you had a ton of great, I followed you football. You had a great football season. So go ahead and introduce yourself and take it from there.
Yeah, I'm Cam Hollibaugh, as you mentioned. So I started out, baseball is my first sport, first love, and played that for my whole life. Then I picked up basketball after that, and then football was the last one
I got to play against you in basketball. How funny is that?
Yeah. So I played all three sports growing up. Went to Niles until eighth grade. And
I forgot
then,
about that. Yeah, you did. You switched school.
Then I ended up going to JFK and repeating the eighth grade and went to high school at JFK. Played three sports there, baseball, basketball, football. Fortunate enough to be the player of the year in basketball and football. Had a lot of state recognition in baseball. They didn't have a Trumbull County Player of the Year in baseball.
Highly, when he said he had some, it was about as much as any person could get. So
exactly,
he did a great job.
Not even close. Go ahead.
Appreciate that. and then, so we had COVID. That would have been when I was a junior in high school. Missed my junior baseball season, which, in terms of recruiting, junior year in any sport is important. And so moving forward, going on visits was difficult. It was a lot of remote stuff. Couldn't really get out to schools because of the COVID protocol, COVID restrictions. So I ended up going on a few visits to a few different schools, all Division II. I had a couple PWOs to play just football. I didn't really want to be a walk-on. So ultimately, financially and athletically, I ended up going to Walsh to play football and baseball. Played three seasons of football there and then four seasons of baseball. And
did pretty good.
Yeah.
Did pretty good.
Had a lot of fun doing that. Played a lot of high-level baseball and football. And while I was there, I was able to be the Player of the Year defensively in our conference 2 years in a row in football. I was first-team all-conference in baseball. And then my redshirt junior year, I was a first-team All-American in football and entered the transfer portal. Funny story, actually, was committed to Akron at first, and so because they were the only school that recruited me to play football, that was okay with me coming in May, so I could finish my baseball career at Walsh and graduate my degree instead of taking a few steps back in terms of credit hours. So I was committed to Akron fully. I would go there twice a week and meet with Coach Tibisar, the linebackers coach, and we would talk through the playbook. And I was trying to get the mental side of the game down while I was playing baseball and finishing my degree at Walsh. And then we were actually at our conference tournament for baseball, and I saw on Instagram that Akron was bowl ineligible for football. And when I saw that, I was kind of rubbed the wrong way just because
nobody
told me. And I found out from social media, and I was like, I texted a buddy that I had on the team, and he said they knew after the first practice of spring ball. And I understood the whole protecting the brand and protecting the name idea, but as a graduate student and someone playing their last year of football, it just wasn't ideal. So when something like that happens, they let you enter into the portal. It's like a free like waiver to enter into the portal. And
right. Anything that fools with your ability, when coaches leave, when programs get penalized, you're basically allowed to be free game again.
Yeah, especially as a graduate student, you get a little bit more freedom with that. And so Ohio University ended up reaching out and threw together a pretty good package for me, and I ended up deciding to go there. Went down there in May, and then this fall, that's where I was playing football. Had a great season, played a lot of football, had a lot of fun, got to play in a lot of cool places, get the full experience, and so that's where I am today.
Well, there's a lot of accomplishments you left out of there.
I'll be the one that brags him up since he's being. What you're looking at here, folks, is probably one of the most decorated athletes in modern-day history of Trumbull County. We didn't research way past the only other person I could think that would be comparable. You know, there have been some unbelievable athletes, but probably Paul Warfield. And
Nick Cochran.
Yeah, and then Nick Cochran. Nick Cochran did not play baseball. He was a two-sport.
Right.
When you look at this, and like I said, I met Cam. He's probably 12 years old. His summer team, he was playing with a travel group, and they would come up to our building in Austintown. And God bless, he was loyal because he could have gone and played national-level travel ball. He could have gone on scout teams, and he stayed with I think you stayed with that group that was Roth for what? Your whole career practically, right?
Started with Coach Jimmy Cortez with the Glaciers. 11U.
That's it, Glaciers.
11U and 12U, we were the Glaciers. Then 13U, we were the Double Days.
Right.
And then 14U, that's when we started playing down at Scene.
And everybody stayed together because you guys played for Mike Cifaldi with Roth and Jimmy.
Yep.
Mike Cifaldi was involved in that?
Mike Cifaldi's been involved in the B League forever.
Oh my gosh. And my boxing buddy.
In the case of, like I said with Cam, you know, I'd see him, they were working out in the building, and you know, and then I realized that I'd known his dad from playing, you know, like Tommy had said, playing baseball. I ran into his dad more way after my baseball career was over, a little bit of softball. Then we'd see him from time to time, and he kept telling me, Jim, I got, and I was starting to train, but Jim, I got this son, I got this son. So I said, hey, anytime, man. Just like we always do, if it's somebody's son of a friend or, you know, a family by default. And so then finally Cam came to me, I think it was junior year. Yeah, and we worked out, and he had a great year. Tooled around with me a little bit next year. And what you're looking at, Kennedy, due to his prowess, and they had some other good players, but he was running away the leader of the team. Gavin Shrum, one of the Rossies. You know, Jimmy Chimbati's son. Jimmy Chimbati took over the baseball program, and lo and behold, they run it through. They get to the state, and they win it. I happened to be there to see them, and then we had some clients playing for Hoban who were in the game, I think.
Before us.
Before you guys.
Yep.
So they won, and I had two groups of state champions coming out of the building. And one of the better greater groups that came through Trumbull, Mahoning, or Mercer County. If Cam, I always would get on Cam, it's Cam, if you push a little more, you play pro ball. If I had a child and I'd direct him to be like Cam Hollaball, what Cam did was, you hear all these stories about the portal and you hear us talk about really a lot of the horrors of it. Cam used the portal to his advantage, without question. Very smart about it, very shrewd. Didn't outslick anybody, but he made sure that he understood and ended up with his career at OU, where, folks, you can go back and look. He was on ESPN. He was on, you know, he's talking, I was just a pretty good player. No, he was an outstanding player. And like I said, national highlights. What did you guys do this year? What was the final record at OU?
We were 8-4.
Right, and they've had, you know, because of players like him, they had a great year, a winning tradition. They've had some great years. They've had some down years, but in the last, I'd say 12-15 with Solich and a lot of those guys.
Yeah, we won our bowl game. We beat UNLV.
Oh, that's right. There you go. Where did you play that at?
Ford Center in Frisco, Texas.
There you go.
We were in the Scooters Frisco Bowl. And on top of what Jimmy just mentioned, we opened up our season with Rutgers, Ohio State, West Virginia, and Gardner Webb. So,
who was the interception against?
That
they splashed all over
West
Sports
Virginia.
Center. Yep.
Oh, West.
Yep. Changing. You won the game. You shut the game down right there. And that's why I say, if you've got a kid that has gifts, and you ever want to sit down and parents, you know, want to talk to, how did you navigate this? Because we don't see a lot of that. Most of the kids we see trying to navigate the portal.
You shoot think if you concentrated on one of the two that you would have, I mean, do you see yourself, if you threw everything in the baseball, maybe you would have had a clear-cut draft? I mean, just in your mind when you're looking back at it.
Like, yeah.
Do you think that you should have picked one or the other?
That's definitely something that I always ask myself or find myself asking. But I always end up with the same answer, that I wouldn't change it for the world. I've always played more than one sport, and it was awesome. I had a great experience at Walsh, and yeah, I think if I would have focused on one or the other, I think I would have been even better than I guess I already was.
Because a lot of kids did that. They
focused
on, like Vince, it was all basketball, but he had all kind of tools. And he don't want to hear about it, but later on in life, he'll look back at that I'm telling you. Yeah. You don't have to look back at that.
Well, as I mean, you guys are baseball guys. You know baseball's frustrating sports. So there was times. So I went I actually played in the Northwoods League one summer. And so I was up there, and that was probably from the end of May until I was on a half contract because of football. So it was the end of May until the beginning of July. July 4th, I came home. And there were times like I would go 0-for-3 with two strikeouts, and I would be like, oh, I just want to go hit somebody. I just want to play football. And like,
it's such a humbling
game. But he'd steal three bases, hit three
doubles,
win the game.
You go through those stretches, or am I ever going to get another hit? And then you go through, am I ever going to make an out?
That's baseball. It's up and down. And but it was nice to be able to go and play football as well and give myself like that break of between sports. Walsh was awesome. I did.
That's a lot of work.
I was only football in the fall and then only baseball in the spring. It was a good mix. It wasn't like I was trying to juggle between going to baseball practice in the fall and learn the scouting report for Ohio Dominican. It was just football, and then baseball. And
it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Kim, let me ask you this. Your experience, the transition from Niles to Kennedy. Tell us a little bit about that, good, bad, and different, because like I said, I always forget because you've always been a Kennedy kid to me, and not that being a Niles kid is a bad thing. But explain to me, you know, the circumstances and then what it meant to walk into that program and the transition it was in. Because like I said, there was a lot of people, Donnie Lee, Tommy Elder, I'd been over there a little bit, that laid the groundwork for that. Because when I was at Kennedy was not a good baseball program. We had good players.
Yeah, but they you just guys never always found, had good players.
But we just never had a baseball person. There were some well-meaning coaches, but they just weren't, you know, they were Kennedy people that took the job. Explain to me the transition, because that was a gutsy move, and two, it paid a lot of big dividends, not only for you, but for playing. I mean, you guys won a state, and then we'll talk about winning a state championship. Winning more than one state championship in more than one sport. So go ahead, buddy.
Yeah, so like you mentioned, Donnie Lee is a very close family friend. He
softball with your dad?
Yep.
Yeah.
Another, a lot of other things.
His sons. Yeah.
Well, Donnie Lee's son was my dad's best man in his wedding, and so we're very close with the Lees, and he was the head coach. He actually never coached me, but the year before I got there is when
coached
he retired.
Vince. Well, Coach Lee coached Vince in basketball,
yeah.
So yeah,
yep.
They were always.
But the year before I got there, Coach Lee was the head coach, and then he ended up retiring. But he was a big part in why I went over there, along with the fact that I was very young. I went to kindergarten. I was like 5 years old in like 5 days, so I was on the younger side for the grade I was in. So getting held back was probably the best decision athletically that I could have ever made. So I'm very grateful and fortunate for that.
A lot of wisdom in all the moves. That was the one thing that amazed me, was the forethought. And a lot of people talk about, well, should I, you know, reclassify my kid, or should I hold him back or anything like that? And there have been some successful athletes in our area that have done it. There have been some successful athletes that it was an abject failure. So it kind of depends on the kid. In Cam's case, it was a great move. I know I was that way. My mom and dad started me at 4. I was always small. And then, you know, every year I'd grow, but all the kids I went to school with were all playing a year ahead of me and everything.
And that was a big decision with Vince. I mean, I had many conversations with people about him going from Matthews to JFK, but he had that group, and it ended up being positive because they went a long way with that group.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought he should have went to JFK or made that move. So that is a huge move. And my other son, Tommy, I mean, he played for Matthews, and he did the skip a year of baseball. Then he came back as a senior and wished he'd never done that. So there's those decisions. But Tommy's a head coach at Jackson Milton, loves it. He was made to be a coach. Vince was never made to be a coach. It's just, so what do you think about you and going forward? And Jim, you know, you guys can talk about that, because I guarantee you're not just going to
be done.
Yeah. How many did you ever keep track of the amount of wins between the sports that you participated in while you were at Kennedy? You guys didn't. What'd you lose? Maybe five games between football and basketball? I mean, how many? You couldn't have lost over 15 games in the 4 years between all the sports, practically.
Yeah, but basketball, they played a rough schedule. You guys you lost some games at some big schools.
I will say the basketball schedule that Coach K puts together is it definitely is a recipe for success.
And then you get to play the regular teams, and you've had all that battle-tested, those kind of games like that.
It's a marathon, not a race, is definitely the way he looks at the basketball program. And he does a fantastic job with who we schedule, because when it comes time for the tournament, we could be 500 on the season and be in the district final every year just because of the schedule.
Thing Ursuline did. I mean, they would be like lose 4 or 5 games and then blow through the playoffs.
We would play teams that – like, would compete. Like, they play Hoban, Canfield, Cleveland Central Catholic, all the teams up near Cleveland because we were independent.
Nobody really wanted you on the schedule, so you had to go out there.
And we did the same thing in football and baseball. That's the – now they joined the North Coast League, but when I was in high school, all my 4 years, we were independent. So we would play whoever. Yeah. The hardest sport, I would say, could be just solely based off of size and matchups is – football. It's tough. We couldn't have gone and played Hoban as a division 7 team. But
no one's a D1 team.
But like in football and baseball, you can get away with that. Like
Basketball, you can get away with it. You got five guys at a time.
That's what I meant. I'm at basketball and baseball. Yeah. Football is just, you're kind of just asking for it at that point. But
what did Jimmy Chimbotti do for you as the head coach and for the program? Because it was always Kennedy get district, and he, God bless Donnie and all them, you know, they had a couple runs where they got to the semis or anything like that.
Yeah.
What did he do for you guys as far as I know? Because if I got to call somebody coaching, if I'm starting a staff, the first staff I was at Harding, it was Jimmy and I, and we call him the stump because he's about 5'3". But as far as a baseball technician, as far as seeing the game, there's nobody. He made me look good an awful lot of times, you know, and then he's a little bit fiery. He settled down a little bit. What did he mean to you, and what did it mean to Kennedy baseball when Chimbotti came in? And Tommy Elder, God bless him.
Yeah.
He put the pieces together, and then, you know, Jimmy ended up coming in, and away they went.
Yeah, you mentioned his fire, and like he's just super passionate. There was never a day that we were really taking it off in baseball. I mean, you know, like that's a sport you can't. If you want to be good at baseball, you got to work at it every day. You got to be hitting.
You got to get after it.
That's just how baseball is, and he understood that. He played at YSU.
The one thing that anybody will tell you, if you've ever come across any baseball coaches that play under Don Butchie in football, they are the most tenacious, driven, hungry, do it right every time, all the time. The amount of coaches and the people that were affected by that program and Don Butchie, they win.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what Jimmy used to say. I go, you know, what was the difference at Mooney? He looked me straight in the face, stone face, didn't smile. He goes, we win. Back then, you know, and they won, you know, and they took pride in, if they were playing field hockey, they're going to win. Right. Now with the schools, you know, with the populations down and.
Yeah, a lot changed.
Lot changes. Numbers change. The numbers are down. Not as many kids are going to parochial school. There's not as many feeder schools.
Right.
What was the biggest moment for you outside of the state? What was the telltale moment in that season when you guys got to the state and won it? Like, give me a regular season or a playoff game.
There was actually a stretch in the season when I genuinely thought that he had chalked up our season. I thought that he – because we had like 6 freshmen on that team of 11 guys. And after one game, we lost a game we shouldn't have. I think they came back and beat us like 13-12. And I lost my mind because that's my last season. I was like –
Not in the mood to lose.
No, and we lost, and like we had lost, I think, a game before that, and I go to Coach Shimbadi, and I'm like, Coach, are we even trying to win? Like, it just seems like you're trying to get these guys better for the future.
Down the line,
right?
Yeah.
Like, you're not worried about this season that we're in right now. And he was like, Cam, just relax. Like,
bear with me.
Yeah, that's basically what he said.
That's Jimmy's words, bear with me.
I'll never forget that, and after that, he seems, like I said, he was passionate.
It's a fair question, though.
He grinds, and we put our head down even harder than we had all season, and we got back to work, and after that, I don't know if we lost another game the rest of the season.
You guys ran, and that was a heck of a run.
Yeah.
Heck of a run. And like I said, it was amazing to watch the state championship game, to see, you know, kids you saw as little kids, and they go out there, and you're getting it done. You, Gavin Strom, Mr. Hadley, you know, and plus clients of mine. Yep.
He's a starting catcher for YSU right now.
Yes, he is.
You know, what's funny is my sons were the ones that kept me up to date on your accomplishments. You know, hey, did you see that? Yeah. I mean, so you had a lot of people around town here rooting for you and keeping an eye on it. Yeah. So,
how many state championships between the sports?
Just baseball.
You guys got close in football.
We lost the state championship my senior year.
That's right.
Okay. In football.
And then your junior year in football, what'd you guys do? Lose in the regional?
We lost in the regional final.
Right.
Okay. So.
So yeah, one state championship and a whole lot of get closes, which most people never see.
Yeah, and then in basketball, we won the district championship.
Which that's kind of like winning
every year.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
getting to a state championship
like
and getting
crazy
there.
Teams.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Warren Western Reserve when we were kids, they were the number one high school team in the country, and they didn't get out of the district.
Yeah.
Fitch went four corners on them, and they were like UNLV up and down the floor, and they got, you know, they slowed it down on them and they beat them.
Yeah. District, like with Matthews, they won the district, beat Kennedy, went down and played. Then you're not getting past. You might have won that
Heights,
game,
yeah,
but you're
Heights.
Not. Yeah, the next game you're not getting past that.
Richmond
game.
Heights was the team that beat us every year in basketball, and it was either the regional final or the regional semifinal.
However, they fell in the tournament with you that year.
They
were a Division I team.
Yeah, their schedule was St. Edwards, Hoban, all these Columbus teams, and they'd beat them all. And then we'd match up against them with four dudes right around 6 foot, and they had four or five dudes.
And they had NBA wingmen.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Do you think, in your case, because like I said, it's such an unbelievable path, and you are kind of in a positive way, a dinosaur, because a lot of kids just don't have the time or the wherewithal nor the desire.
Yeah, that's the thing.
To go.
The patience.
You know, the one thing that Kennedy gives you is because the numbers are a little smaller. You know, I could have gone and played golf if I wanted. You could play four sports.
Yeah.
When you look at that, is there anything that you felt you left unfinished in your high school career that you'd have liked to have done different? I don't know, you guys could have done it much different in baseball.
Yeah.
You know, football, basketball. You know, me being because I was involved with you in baseball, I was probably a little more hyper-focused on what you were doing in baseball. I'd watch the football highlights and I'd watch the basketball highlights.
We're getting the finger.
How much we got?
The finger. The single finger we
Less
got.
Less than a minute.
I got you. Go ahead and finish that one up, Cam.
We're going to have him back because I want to know post-career.
We're going
to
talk about call,
And I would say real quickly, no, there was – obviously there's things that you would have liked to go different, but I'm a firm believer in God has a plan for everything, and that was the way that things unfolded, and they unfolded that way for a reason. So
That's a good way to look at it.
We're going to get to part two with Cam. We're going to bring him back and talk about college, talk about big-time college football,
step.
The NIL situation, because he's lived it and seen it, you know, and what his plans are in adulthood. Because, like I said, is he done trying to be an athlete? He has some opportunities and see where those are, and just talk about what a wonderful, wonderful young man he is in general and what he's got going for the future.
Yep.
I guess questions next.
All right. So what is, based on modern fan, player, and media discourse, what is the most hated and controversial rule in recent baseball history.
Oh, hold on. Infield fly rule.
Nope.
No, that isn't it.
Hold nope. On. That isn't it. Got a guess? No, I stumped the both of you today.
Well, I was thinking of...
Oh, this is good.
That's maybe my own personal can't stand rule.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I know for a while it was the intentional walk.
The DH.
Yeah, it's the automatic runner rule, the ghost runner rule.
Oh, that they you're put talking about shootout.
Yeah.
The new one. Okay, I didn't think
about
it.
Oh, I forgot all about that.
I was going
that.
Old time rules. Yeah, the uh-huh. shootout, southern yeah. shootout. Yeah. Put yep. the guy in second in the extra yep. innings and uh-huh. speed up. Yeah.
Yep.
That's a fast pitch thing. Mm-hmm. That's where that originated. I saw that down south years ago.
Trying to shorten up the game a little bit.
Interesting.
Yeah, girls have had that forever because the tournaments are so big. And they have to get done.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yep, we played an international tournament in Florida, and we tied three games in a row and ended up playing. And I got a liberal education on how you offensively coach shootout with the runner at second. Drop a bunt, steal, somebody hits a ground ball, game over.
That's cool. All right. Very good.
Awesome.
I've heard that nowadays they're switching that thought process because like they looked at the numbers and it didn't really change.
It's not doing anything.
Well, they say the bunt is less beneficial. They're saying you should just let the guy hit.
Yeah, hit and run. I didn't bunt much. I would do hit and runs with a righty up and
had one bunt attempt in my entire life.
The only bunt you've ever seen is
I looked out for a sign. Hit the ball.
The only bunt you ever seen is a cake. That's it. That's
or miss hit a ball. Right
and I don't mean that meanly. It's just not in his vocabulary.
It's okay. I go for the bunt cakes too, Tommy. I'm with you.
I love it.
I got you. So we got to go through the second side of our sponsors. First of all, we want to thank Montrose Auto Group, becoming a major contributor and sponsor to the show out in Hermitage. Anybody looking for great deals on Nissans, or if you have a Nissan and love the car, give Montrose a call. You've always got a friend out there. And you're going to hear some of their ads throughout our show and throughout the network. Gatta Trucking, Levy Steel, the Roberto and Gray families, the Chico Wolbert Memorial Fund, the Den, Jesse DiGiacomo, Jordan Taylor with the Scrappers.
Yes, Jordan.
422 in the... Give me the other one.
Partridge Family?
No, 422 and...
Candywood Wine Cellar.
I always mess that one up. T-Mark Livingston, Easton and Rawlings, Bruce Bolts, Franklin Healthcare with Lee Manios, Dr. Hooks and Dr. Steve Hand, who personally treated Tommy's hand.
Out of Hermitage.
The Kearns Family. And obviously our announcements with Diamond 9 Development. It's season time, folks. Give us a call.
Yeah, come on.
Great deals on equipment, great deals on lessons, especially if you've got the young ones and they're in development.
Don't look like you're in December form in June.
Call us at 330-766-6790. Come see us with any recruiting, anything you need with baseball or softball. Give us a holler, questions, anything like that. Again, phone number is 330-766-6790. I want to thank one of the all-time great people, all-time great athletes, Cam Hollibaugh.
Yep, thanks for coming out.
Kudos to him and his family. And Tom and I will be hollering at you here
soon.
Say
hi to Robbie.
Yep, thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. We're going to get you back and get the second part of your life.
All right, thanks, Carl. Thanks, Jim.
Have a great week.